the boek Hebrews, part 302, aan professor Anders Retinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, which was my doctoral degree some years ago, and a lot of history and revelation word about one third of Israel that will be raptured in the Great Tribulation, when Yahushua will appear to set his foot on Mount Olives, and with him will come the bride of Yahushua, who will parousia at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22. Hallelujah. Israel's Rapture. Read, should you require the book or have any questions or just need to share something, you're very welcome. Contact us at our WhatsApp number, it's plus 27 international number 0722-367-124. All the information is on my right hand side, your left hand side. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. New people is always welcome. But go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with. If you are Afrikaans speaking, then there's also about 3,600 YouTube videos on internet. You can contact me at this number and I can give you the information. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Anders. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to gather together in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 35, we continue where we left off yesterday morning. He says, now Apostle Paul is still referring to different people that manifest in faith. Women received their dead risen to live again. This is what faith did. Women received their dead raised to life again, meaning that people who were dead was risen by Yahushua. He did. We think about Jairus' daughter who was raised from the dead, and she was given back to their family. And others were tortured. Yes, there were people that were tortured for the name of Yahushua. When you look in the history, we will see in the history that between 34 AY to 1530 AY, 150 million people were killed and tortured by the Roman Catholic Church because of the revelation name. They were Yahvist, Vist with a V, Yahvist, and they were original Hebrew people that would not accept any pagan names. They says, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. They would not, because they didn't want to accept the type of deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection, believing that if they died martyrs, they will have a better resurrection. Just believing in the resurrection already is something to behold. Now I do speak to my students, and I say, what is the difference between the Sadducees and the Pharisees? Do you know what's the difference between a Sadducee and a Pharisees? Well, the Sadducees don't believe in a resurrection of the dead. They believed as an agnost. If you're dead, you're dead. There's no resurrection of the dead. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And they don't believe in any angels. So that's the difference. Although the Pharisees That's what Saul was before he became Paul. He was a Pharisee. So that's what they do believe in, which I just said now. So, and that's why they were always on Yahushua's case 2,000 years ago when he was preaching about the resurrection. He was preaching about angels. And he was preaching the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh. They were always hammering him to such an extent that they wanted to kill him. They were always seeking his life. And the Bible says they will hate you because of my name. Which name? The name Jesus? It's impossible. The name Jesus only started to exist in the 16th century. Why? Because there was never a letter J in the Hebrew or the Greek. Now, I've just seen another article that somebody sent me that says that in the ancient time, they used the letter I. Because the letter I and the letter J sounds like the same sound. It says impossible. It's impossible. If there was no letter J, how can the J and the I sound like the same sound? They didn't call him Jesus, they called him Isis. Yeah, Isis was what the Roman Catholic Church called Yahushua. In the 2nd century, when they created the Greek LX, the Septuagint, they changed from Yahushua to Isis. That's right. It was not Jesus, it was Isis. But Isis is the sun god, who in the Greek time was Zeus, the sun god, who in the Egyptian time was Amen Ra, the sun god, who in Genesis 10 is Nimrod, the sun god, and his mother Semiramis, the queen of heaven, which is also the Egyptian god Bacchus and Isis. Do you understand that? So now when we come back, this is all to do with the sun god. Yes, his name was Isis. From the 2nd century, 127 AY, after Yahushua, they created the Septuagint and called it LX. And then in the 6th century, they changed it to Latin. Then it was the LXX. All right. But that then in the 11th century, in the 13th century, it became the name God became Lord. All right, I'm not going to go to my study. What is your God's name? That is so important to know this information. So again, the letter J and the letter I is two different letters with different letter values. Every letter in the alphabet has a value. So you can't tell me the I and the J is the same letter. They don't have the same letter. They don't even sound the same. 2,000 years ago, there was no letter like J. Although there was an I, but you can't come and tell me. The J and the I sounds the same, and that's why they accept it. No. Now, if that was the case, they would have said Jesus that time already. Alright, and the name, the revelation name, Yahushua, Yaffa and the Ruach HaKodesh, Yaffa our Elohim and the Ruach HaKodesh, many, many people were tortured and killed by the Roman Catholic Church. Because you must remember that the Roman Catholic Church was never a Christian, was never a spiritual institution. As when it originated in 34 AY, it was done by the Romans Empire, the Roman Empire, which was a government that shed blood, and that's why they tortured people. They forced them to eat pagan meat that was offered to pagan gods. Some of the apostles wouldn't eat that meat, and they were tortured to death because of that. And other people. So the church, when I say church, the Roman Catholic Church was never ordained as a spiritual institution. No, it had the looks and it had all the rituals. And even today, when you look at all the rituals, I can show you 20 pagan symbols when you show me any cathedral of a Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, that's why people were martyred. And people didn't mind to be martyred because they believed that they are going to obtain a better resurrection. And to us, it's not because of the better resurrection. It's because of being part of the bride of Yahshua. We need to be born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh. Yahshua says to Nicodemus, John 3 verse 1 to 11, there in verse 3 and verse 5, if you are not, he actually swears, he says, verily, verily, I say to you, Nicodemus, if you are not born again of water and spirit, the Ruach, you will not see the kingdom. Does that mean you won't enter if it's not immersed or baptized? You won't enter, you won't see the kingdom? And then Nicodemus said, how do I go back into the womb of my mother and be born again? He thought of a spiritual, physical birth. And then Yahshua swears again in verse 5. He says, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter the kingdom. No, never mind, just see it. Enter. Now, when we look at that two scriptures, and you look at the person hanging at the cross, the sinner on the right-hand side, the left-hand sinner says, if you are Elohim, remove us all from the cross. The alien says, Yahshua, have mercy on me. And then Yahshua swears again. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. Was he immersed? No. But I thought Yahshua said to Nicodemus in John 3 verse 1 to John 3 verse 1 to 11. Then verse 3 says, if you are not born again, you won't see the kingdom. But this guy is not born again, hanging on the cross. But Yahshua says, today you will be me in why? Because he accepted Yahshua as his personal savior and his redeemer while he was hanging on the cross. He wasn't immersed. And he's going to enter. He's not just going to see it, because Yahshua says, today you will be with me in paradise. Meaning the third heaven. You will be with me in the third heaven, paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. So what does that actually mean then? In comparison to John 3 verse 1 to 11. It means that if you are not born again of water and spirit in the name of Yahshua to the forgiveness of your sin. And I'm not saying three times. I'm just moving my hand while I'm talking one time. Why? Because according to Romans 6 verse 1 to 11, Yahshua says, will we stay in the sin that grace can become abundant? No. Those who were immersed in Yahshua, those who were died in Yahshua, were buried in Yahshua. So when we immerse somebody, then we grow equal unto them in the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what does it mean? It means that Yahshua said to Nicodemus, if you're not born again out the water and the Ruach HaKodesh, you will not see or enter the honeymoon suite, the honeymoon room, you can call it what you want, the supernatural what will we call it? The supernatural occasion where only the bride and the bridegroom will reveal themselves unto each other. That's not for the guest. My father and them that were true Christians, because that time my father and them didn't know the name. We were called Christians, churchgoers, Bible study students, but not having the total revelation word as we have today. Total in terms of, the Bible says we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But one day when Yahshua come, we will know everything. So, meaning that my father and them, they are in paradise, like the guy on the right hand side of the cross. They are in the third heaven. That is where the ceremony is going to take place, in paradise. They are all going to be part of the guest that will be at the marriage occasion. But it's only the bride and the bridegroom that will go into the honeymoon suite. So it's not for everyone. It's for those that are sealed with a ring, because Galatians 3:26 says to 29, those that immersed, those that were immersed in the name of Yahushua, has clothed them with him. There's no more Gentile, Greek, free man, slave, man or woman. We are all one in Yahushua, and according to the promises of Abram, we are part of that what was promised to Abram. And that's why women don't get circumcised. This is the only way that a woman can become part of the bride of Yahushua, is accepting Yahushua through repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahushua. That's why the Bible says that Father Yahweh has got no desire that we'll be circumcised by the flesh. He says, but we'll be circumcised by the Spirit through our carnal minds. Hallelujah. This is where Yahweh is dealing with us every day. Then this is the woman and the ladies became part of the bride of Yahushua, and all the promises that was made to Father Abram by Yahweh El Elohim in the time when he had a conversation and a relationship with Yahushua, with Abram, ages before Yahushua was ever born, or even before Isaac was ever born. Now this is a very interesting study. I would like you to go and make your own study. Study the word, speak the word, teach the word, live the word, be the word. Be a full blessed Yahfist with a V. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.